This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Dirt. I want to thank you for taking some time out to listen to the podcast of our show, brought to you by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
Oklahoma next for the Daily Ticker.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
This is the Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague visit the insiders that are covering the stories you've heard about, and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker. Ticker with Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
All right, welcome back in Daily Ticker time here on Portland Sports Leader 1080 The Fan. We only have one stop to make, and Big 12 Media Day going on. There's a lot of storylines coming out from the conference and different teams. And one team with a lot of attention this year, obviously, is Oklahoma and Lincoln Riley. Back-to-back playoff appearances for him as the head coach for the Sooners, and now coming in, Kyler Murray is gone. So joining us now is Ryan Aber of the Daily Oklahoman and NewsOK.com. He's on Twitter at RyAber. Give him a follow for all things Sooner-related. And I want to start here, Ryan. Thanks for joining us here in Portland. I'll just start with the quarterback situation, because last year some people weren't sure how much they could trust Kyler Murray. We hadn't really seen him to the point of going, oh, yeah, he's going to win the Heisman. What are people saying right now about Jalen Hurts, who transferred from Alabama to Oklahoma? Is he the clear-cut number one?
Oh, yeah. I don't think there's any doubt about that, and thanks for having me on. But, Lincoln Riley still throws off this facade, and I actually wrote about this in today's Oklahoman, that the way Lincoln Riley's handled the quarterback battles. And a couple years ago when Baker Mayfield and Trevor Knight battled, I think everybody sort of – that one was really up in the air toward the end, although it became apparent at the end that Baker Mayfield was going to be the starter, and that's what happened. I think last year everybody expected Kyler Murray to be the starter, but the question was how effective could he be? How much better would he be than he was at Texas A&M? But this year I don't think there's any doubt in anybody's mind that's maybe not on the ultimate inside of that football program that Jalen Hurts is going to be the starter. And I think really even inside the program, they know it's just a matter of not wanting to anoint him without having seen a lot of it on the field. But I think everybody is confident based on what he's done in the past and Lincoln Riley's track record that they're going to be all right at the quarterback position.
It is interesting to think about Oklahoma this year too, just coming off of back-to-back runs of Heisman Trophy winners and just how crazy it's been to go from Baker Mayfield to Kyler Murray. And now Jalen Hurts, as you're mentioning, stepping in, everybody seems there to think he's going to be the starting quarterback. What are the expectations for the offense, though? I mean, to go from Heisman winners to Jalen Hurts, and not that he's a bad quarterback, but only returning, I think, four starters on offense. He's now in the mix. Where do we think the offense is going to be in 2019?
Well, again, I think a lot of people, especially around Norman, expect the defense to still be really good because Jalen Hurts has been pretty good, although there's some questions about him. You know, the deep ball and things like that, is it going to be effective with what Lincoln Riley likes to do? We've seen Lincoln Riley adjust his offenses, though. I mean, from really the first year, every year Baker Mayfield, he adjusted, especially that second year when they didn't have a backup. He wanted to protect Baker Mayfield much more. To me, the biggest question marks on this offense are the offensive line, how they're going to handle losing four starters to the NFL. I think a lot of people expect Bill Beanbow just to sort of plug and play and be okay there. But losing both guards and both tackles, especially, you know, all top four round guys in the NFL draft, that's going to take some time to work through. Even if this offensive line, it does end up being really good. I think when you talk about that early season schedule with Houston at home and at UCLA, you could see some growing pains there. So I think that they're going to be okay, but how quickly can they be okay? And then just, maybe who are the receivers that stand out around CeeDee Lamb? And who are going to wind up being Jalen Hurts' favorite targets? Is it going to be a guy like tight end Grant Calcaterra, the three freshman five-star guys that they've got in this class, probably the best wide receiver class, at least on paper, that we've seen in a long, long time? Or is it going to be a guy who has been around but hasn't done a ton, like maybe a Lee Morris, who was one of Kyler Murray's favorite targets, a high school teammate, or a guy like Charleston Rambo, who came on strong at the end of last year?
Yeah. Ryan Aber is our guest. He is the Oklahoma Sooners beat writer for the Oklahoman. NewsOK.com is where you can find his work. And he's on Twitter at RyAber, A-B-E-R. You know, Lincoln Riley gets a lot of credit for his offensive mind. And there's no doubt. I mean, we've seen it the last 2 years, just what he has meant to that program now as the head coach taking over for Stoops. But I'm just curious, from a beat writer standpoint and being in this day-to-day, what else stands out that makes him... I don't want to say the word better, but what makes him much different than dealing with Bob Stoops?
Yeah, I would use that word different, not necessarily better, of course, not necessarily worse. But I think the thing about Lincoln Riley is he's sort of the same guy all the time. And I think that even keel attitude really plays well with the team. You know, with Bob Stoops, depending on what environment you were around him in, and I think especially when I think about our jobs day to day, you know, he was a different guy at the Monday press conferences where you've got all the video cameras and things like that versus, you know, a one-on-one or a small group setting with only print reporters, which there's something to be said for that. Certainly you've got to be able to read situations, but at the same time, Lincoln Riley is really steady. You know what you're going to get from him, like I said, both around us in the media and around the team. And I think that's played really well. When you talk more about football things, I think the attention to detail on the recruiting trail is the biggest difference that stands out to me. Lincoln Riley has made that priority 1A in, I wouldn't say building the program, because obviously they were in a really good spot when Bob Stoops stepped down, but in advancing the program to the next level, and it's paid off. I mentioned those wide receivers in last year's class. I think you're starting to see it with some defensive players this year, and if they're able to have success on the defensive side under Alex Grinch, I think you'll continue to see that pay off. But those are some of the biggest differences between Bob Stoops and Lincoln Riley.
You know, Oklahoma really has dominated this conference the last handful of years, and now you're coming into a year with a little bit of change, so maybe people are questioning that. Texas is one of those hyped programs again and wondering if they're back. What's the sense you're getting just around Big 12 Media Days as people are starting to look forward to the upcoming season about how the top four or five teams will shake out?
Yeah, I think this is a really intriguing season in the Big 12, and not that every college football season or every Big 12 football season isn't really interesting, but I think with the turnover that's happened at OU, especially at the quarterback spot, you know, at some point their offense has to take a step back. They can't just be setting records every year and sort of top themselves as they've done really the last 4 years under Baker Mayfield and Kyler Murray. Obviously the questions about them on defense, you know, I think Iowa State is really intriguing this year with what they've got back. I think they might be the most complete team in this league, but can say OU's offense play well enough to make up for the mistakes on the defense and vault them to yet another title. Texas is a team that I think a lot of people are cautiously optimistic about. You wonder how good their defense is going to be, but I think they finally have a quarterback, which Texas hasn't had a legit quarterback in a long, long time. So people are, I think, more buying into the narrative that Texas is back. And then there's a lot of young, unproven coaches in this league, and or maybe not proven at this level. Obviously, Les Miles has been, you know, incredibly successful elsewhere. But, you know, a guy like Chris Klieman and Neil Brown and guys like that, I think people are excited to see how some of those guys, Matt Wells at Texas Tech, how some of those guys are able to maybe elevate their teams into the top half of the Big 12.
Yeah, Ryan, I'll get you out of here on this one. My co-host across from me, his nickname is Dirt. And he likes to do a dirty poll, so his top 25 preseason thing for our website. He's got Oklahoma 10th. Is he selling them short? Should they be higher? What do you think?
You know, I think that's about right for right now. You know, maybe they should be higher by the end of the season. I think their schedule is pretty favorable overall. With they don't have that big marquee non-conference game that they typically have. So if they're able to get through that and a slow sort of ramp up to Texas early in the Big 12 season, But I think there's a lot of questions about this team right now. So I haven't sat down and put my top 25 together yet, but that's probably around the range that I'm going to have of that, you know, 8 to 11 range, just because of all those questions, especially, you know, Jalen Hurts, how effective can he be? That defense is in transition, and then obviously the offensive line.
Absolutely. Yeah. Ryan Aber, the Daily Oklahoman, newsok.com is where you can find his work, and he's on Twitter, at Ry Aber. Give him a follow. Ryan, great insight, man. Great information. We loved having you on, and we'd love to get you back on once the college football season gets going.
Sounds great. Enjoyed it, guys. Anytime.
There we go. Good stuff from Ryan Aber of the Daily Oklahoman, covering the Oklahoma Sooners. Yeah, some of the scuttlebutt out of Big 12 Media Day was that Lincoln Riley was trying to throw people off by saying Jalen Hurts. It's not a given that it's his job.
He hasn't won the job yet. Uh-oh, he hasn't won the job. It made everybody panic a little bit. I remember when Taggart did that with Justin Herbert coming back. Remember, the job's still open. He's got to win it in fall camp. Everybody's like, really? Really, we're going to do this? They signed a big-time recruit as a quarterback last year, but this is going to be Jalen Hurts' job until – or if their season falls apart, then maybe you go with a futures guy that you want to build for the upcoming season. I do think, and I'm glad that he said it, there's a lot of question marks about Oklahoma. The last handful of years, you've just been able to pencil them in as a top five team and an easy playoff candidate. I don't think that's the case this year.
Well, I looked into Jalen Hurts' numbers when he was starting for Alabama, and I also looked into Oklahoma's numbers. And there were a couple of things I wanted to talk about on the other side of if it really is his job. Is their offense going to be as dangerous as it has been the last three seasons? We'll talk about that a little bit more next on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.